evening.
Welcome to our weekly Wānau Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Some of the top hits of 1948 include Bayana by Peggy Lee, So Tired by Russ Morgan, and Pee Wee Hunt with 12th Street Rag. Here's Primo Scala and the Keynotes with Louisiana, released in October. Primo Scala's real name was Harry Bidgood, a musical director and arranger.
Thank you.
We heard from 14-year-old Marie Osmond with the Anita Bryan classic Paper Roses, reaching number 5 on the Billboard charts from October 1973. And first up, the Drifters with the original Sweets for My Sweet, a number 16 hit on Billboard from September 1961. That song was later covered by The Searchers, a number 1 hit for the group in June 1963. Northern Ireland singer and actress Clodagh Rodgers begins the British pop with her 1971 Eurovision Song Contest entry, Jack in the Box, reaching number 4 on the UK charts in March, followed by Emil Ford and the Checkmates with their 1940s revival, What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For?, a number 1 hit from October 1959. This is Vinyl Revival.
Say you'll put me down, love. Don't go away. Drop my feet back on the ground. Open your arms, let me stay. Hold me like you know you should. Don't leave me on the shelf. Like a dog you throw away. So sad and lonely, all by myself. I'm just your jack in the box. Keeps my heart around, love, to pull the string. You, and when it's upside down, look at the way that it swings. I can't help the way I feel. It's you and no one else. Don't let you back home too soon. I'm just your jack in the box. You know whenever love comes, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. A toy you stop when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything. La 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 la. Just your jack in the box. You know whenever love comes, I'm gonna bounce up and down on my spring. I told you stop when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box. Because for your love I'd do anything. Hey, hey!
What do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say, they make me glad, they make me sad, they make me want a lot of things that I never had. You're fooling around with me now. Well, you lead me on and then you run away. Well, that's alright. I'll get you lonesome now. Maybe you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. What do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. They make me glad. They make me sad. They make me want a lot of things that I never had. You're fooling around with
with me now. Well, you lead me on and then you run away. Well, that's all right. I'll get you alone some night. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you want to make those eyes of people if they don't mean what they say?
Chicago-born singer Jane Tursey continues with her Decca single Mountain Laurel with Remo Biondi and his orchestra, the B-side of Alligator Fiddler from February 1952, followed by Linda Scott with her Congress single I Left My Heart in the Balcony, with Hutch Davey and his orchestra, reaching number 74 on the Billboard Hot 100 from September 1962.
In the back. balcony and my teardrops on the floor. On a wide, wide screen in CinemaScope and Technicolor too. Some good-looking girl was kissing his lips, the lips that I once knew, and I left.
UK trumpeter Eddie Calvert begins the musical interlude with Margot's Minuet with Norrie Paramore and his orchestra from March 1954, followed by American instrumental group B. Bumble and the Stingers with Nut Rocker, adapted from Tchaikovsky, The Nutcracker, reaching number 23 on Billboard from March 1962. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, this week spanning from the early 30s to the early 70s. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Our country selection comes from the Dark Moon singer Bonnie Guitar with her dot single Rambling Man, written by Johnny Cash from December 1967. Bonnie is still very active at age 94, followed by Lawton Williams with his RCA Victor classic Everything's OK on the LBJ from August 1964. Lawton followed up with a sequel to that song in April 1969.
Took the bird bath, it was on.
vintage track dates back to September 1931 for Sussex by the Sea, played by the band of HM Royal Air Force with male chorus, originally issued on Columbia 78 DO434. The B-side was another popular sing-along classic, It's a Long Way to Tipperary. This is Vinyl Revival. moving up to the mid-60s from the South African-born singer Danny Williams with this United Artists single, White on White, charting at number 9 on Billboard from April 1964. He scored a number 1 hit with Moon River on the British charts in November 1961. Let's have some rock and roll from the Cookies and R&B vocal trio from New York with Chains, reaching number 17 on Billboard from December 1962. Their follow-up single, Don't Say Nothing Bad About My Baby, peaked at number 7 in March 1963. And the hits still just keep on coming. Track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
As you walked out. night before we said goodbye, you vowed we'd never part. You promised you'd be always true, but you've gone and broke my heart. 10,000
Buttons and Bows singer, actress Diana Shore performing her folk classic 10,000 Miles with Henri Rene and his orchestra from June 1951. She was born Faye Rose Shore on February the 29th, 1916 in Winchester, Tennessee, USA, and died on February the 24th, 1994 at age 77. Doris Day will close the show with a number two hit, Whatever Will Be, from the film The Man Who Knew Too Much with Frank Duvall and his orchestra from July 1956. And Doris will be turning 96 in April. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host, Albert Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.